Huckleberry was filled with admiration of Tom's facility in writing and the sublimity of his language. He at once took a pin from his lapel and was going to prick his flesh, but Tom said, "Hold on, don't do that. A pin's brass. It might have verdigris on it."
"What's verdigris?"
"It's poison, that's what it is. You just swallow some of it once. You'll see." So Tom unwound the thread from one of his needles, and each boy pricked the ball of his thumb and squeezed out a drop of blood. In time, after many squeezes, Tom managed to sign his initials, using the ball of his little finger for a pen. Then he showed Huckleberry how to make an H and an F, and the oath was complete. They buried the shingle close to the wall, with some dismal ceremonies and incantations, and the fetters that bound their tongues were considered to be locked and the key thrown away. A figure crept stealthily through a break in the other end of the ruined building now, but they did not notice it.
"Tom," whispered Huckleberry, "does this keep us from ever telling, always?"
"Of course it does. It don't make any difference what happens. We got to keep mum. We drop down dead. Don't you know that?"
"Yes, I reckon that's so."
They continued to whisper for some little time. Presently, a dog set up a long, lugubrious howl just outside, within 10 feet of them. The boys clasped each other suddenly in an agony of fright.
"Which of us does he mean?" gasped Huckleberry.
"I don't know. Peep through the crack, quick."
"No, you, Tom. I can't
do it, Huck.
Please, Tom, there it is again."
"Oh, Lordy, I'm thankful," whispered Tom. "I know his voice. It's Bull Harbison."
"Oh, that's good. I tell you, Tom, I was most scared to death. I'd bet anything it was a stray dog."
The dog howled again. The boy's heart sank once more.
"Oh, my, that ain't no Bull Harbison," whispered Huckleberry. "Do, Tom."
Tom, quaking with fear, yielded and put his eye to the crack. His whisper was hardly audible when he said,
"Oh, Huck, it's a stray dog."
"Quick, Tom, quick. Who does he mean?"
"Huck, he must mean us both. We're right together." "Oh, Tom, I reckon we're goners. I reckon there ain't no mistake about where I'll go to. I've been so wicked."
"Dad, fetch it. This comes of playing a hooky and doing everything a fellow's told not to do. I might have been good like Sid if I'd tried, but no, I wouldn't, of course. But if ever I get off this time, I'll just waller in Sunday schools."
And Tom began to snuffle a little.
"You bad."
And Huckleberry began to snuffle, too.
"Confound it, Tom Sawyer. You're just old pie alongside of what I am. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. I wished I only had half your chance."
Tom choked off and whispered,
"Look, Hucky, look. He's got his back to us."
Hucky looked with joy in his heart.
"Well, he has, by jingoes. Did he before?"
"Yes, he did, but I, like a fool, never thought. Oh, this is bully, you know. Now who can he mean?"